Michelle Grattan's been listening to the former PM. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
Michelle, on this issue of union corruption very much dominating the news at the moment in the building industry, Prime Minister Tony Abbott really gave a very strong signal yesterday that the judicial inquiry into the AWU slush fund scandal that he'd spoken about before the election will be broadened to a royal commission to examine union behaviour more broadly. Now, the allegations against the CFMEU of the last 24 hours are very serious. Do they justify a full Royal Commission?
Well, I think they have certainly built a case to go down that route. Before, it did seem that the exercise about the AWU slush fund of many years ago was a hangover from the political conflict in the last term and Julia Gillard's role and so on. I think that the latest allegations put a whole new gloss on this issue of union corruption, which of course we saw in the HSU affair and has been extremely damaging to the union movement. But if, as it seems the case, there is to be a Royal Commission, it must go beyond union corruption, because clearly you can't have this sort of corruption, the allegations we're seeing, without corrupt employers also being involved. So it's wider than just unions.
I'll get to the employers in a minute, but I think it's fair to say that across history, Michelle, in Australia, some royal commissions are more political than others. Labor Senator Kim Carr says this royal commission, if it happens, will be a witch hunt. Certainly the Abbott government would see a lot of scope for embarrassing and damaging Labor and the union movement. How much is this being politically driven?
Well, that's certainly true. There is a big political element in it, but also we are hearing allegations of very serious behaviour in a critical issue, in a critical industry, and that has to be kept in mind. So there are both motives.
Labor says that could be dealt with in some kind of police, as a police matter, rather than a full royal commission.
To an extent, but it's probably quite difficult to deal with it simply as a police matter, and it's also important to see the extent and ramifications of it, I think. Just to take your earlier point, Fran, about Royal Commission's leading in various interesting directions, going right back to the Fraser era, when the Costigan Royal Commission into the painters and dockers was set up, which was seen as going after a union. It ended up, of course, producing a big expose of bottom of the harbour tax avoidance, which became a complete nightmare for the Fraser government and for John Howard, whom we've just heard from, in particular when he was treasurer. So you never quite know where a royal commission will end.
Indeed. And Michelle, you referred to the comments from the Workplace Relations Minister, Eric Abetz, last night. He was taking a crack at employers, really. At the same time, he was saying the government will join Toyota in its appeal in the court against the union. But he described employers as weak-kneed for caving into union demands and, as I say, announced that the government was going to intervene in this court case. Do you think this is the Abbott government really starting to flex its muscle on AR?
Yes, I think it is to some extent. I think it's also trying to put the heat on employers' feet to do more of the heavy lifting. What Eric Abetz was saying was to employers, you run to us and say, toughen the law, but why don't you say no to demands that are seen as excessive? Mm. So I think there's both elements there.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professorial Fellow at Canberra University.